the Mishnah. A person can stand in a Rishus HaYochid and he's metaltal b'shus HaRam toches midal adamas b'shus HaRabim u'metaltal b'shus HaYochid. The Chiddush is, I'm not chayish, but since he's standing in a different Rishus, then he might be machnis the chayfetz from the opposite Rishus into the Rishus he's standing in. That is the Chiddush of the Tan of the Mishnah, that we're not chayish. Ubilvad shelo yoytzi chutz mi arba ames. But he should be careful that he should not be moytzi chutz mi arba ames in the Rishus HaRabim, because then he's mavir daud ames b'shus HaRabim, even though he's standing in a Rishus HaYochid, but the Isser of Havoras Daladamis is not dependent where he's standing, it's dependent in the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz that is Munach B'Shus HaRabim and was moved more than Daladamis, that is Melachas Havoras. Oymed Odom B'Shus HaYochid Bebayis Oy Al Hagag, Rashi says, V'Shoyche V'Noytol Chayfetz B'Shus HaRabim Kan U'Meinichay Kan. Ubovad sheloyitzi enu me arba amoisov. He shouldn't take it out of the arba amis that it was in. Mimokem shohoye munach boy. Bashmeinon masnisen deloy gazrinon shemo yachnisenu etzloy. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that we are not goyzer, that he might be machnes it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Lo yamid adam b'rshus hayochid v'yashtin b'rshus harabim. B'rshus harabim v'yashtin b'rshus hayochid. V'chein lo yorik. He should also not spit from one rishus to the other rishus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishenitlash roikei b'piv. If the roik was nitlash b'piv, and we'll see this is a matziv before it's oimet to be spit out, the saliva gathered in his mouth, and it's oimet to be spit out, is that roik is not bottle legufoi, is lo yahalech arba ames ad sheyorek. He should not walk dalad ames till he spits it out, because, or else he'll be carrying. Rashi, V'yashtin b'rshus harabim, d'mapik m'rshus hayochid l'rshus harab. Mishenitlash roikei b'piv, mishenisagel v'nesaf lotzeis. Came together, and it's oimid lotzeis. Lo yahalich abamis ad sheyorik. So what is the svara? So Rashi says, the kimen de l'mishdaye koi, since it's oimid to be spitten out, masayu. So Memela there's a teres masoi, and it's not bottled to his goof, so it is considered that he's carrying. Masni le ravchinina bar shlemye lachia barav. Kame de rav. So ravchinina bar shlemye taught this Mishneh to chia barav, but he made a graiz in our Mishneh, and he said as follows. Lo yamoid odom b'shus hayochit, u'metaltol b'shus harav. That the correct gils in the Mishnah should be lo yamid adam, and the reason for this iser is because we are afraid he might. The reason for this iser is because we are afraid he might be machnes from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. That was his gils. So Rav told him, O Malay, Shapkes Rabbonon va'ovdes kerameya. Why did you zetz ein? We'll see, there's a machloikis, where Rashi explains, there's a machloikis later, between the Rabbonon and Rameya, if we are goyzer, shema yachnis, from one rishus to another rishus. Rameya holds we are goyzer, the Rabbonon holds we are not goyzer. So yes, the mashayle, shafkis Rabbonon, va'ovdis ki Rameya. Why did you zetz ein the Mishnah like Rameya, and you didn't want to zetz ein like according to the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, we are not goyzer. He might be machnes from one rishus to the other rishus. So the Gemara answers, who sover Rab Chinin held, id the sefer Rameya, reisha nami Rameya. that he held, since the Sefer is Rav Meir, so some of the Reish is also Rav Meir. The Lohi, Sefer Rav Meir, Vereish Rabbon. The Sefer is Rav Meir, and Vereish Rabbon. So therefore, the Gir says the way we have it, Oymed Odom Beshus HaYochid, Umetaltol Beshus HaRam, not Lo Yamik. Masni le'rab, so Rashi says, Gzeiro Shema Yachni Sendo Etzloi. The reason it is also because he might be Machnesit. But of this Kirameya, the Iyu who the Gozar Shema Yovi Etzloi. Rameya was the one that was Gozar. Kedelekam on Bepirke. Lo Yamoid Bershus Ayochid, V'yiftach Bershus HaRab. There's a Mishnah further on Daf Kuf Aleph. A person should not stand in the Rishus HaYochid and open up a door Bershus HaRab. Now, how does he do that? She Yitol Mafteyach Bershus HaRab. In the Rishus HaRab, there is a key. V'yiftach by Pesach HaSomach L'Rishus HaRab. So there's no Havor of Dalet Ames Bershus HaRab in the process of moving the key to open up the lock. So Rameya says it is also Shema Yachnis Etzloi B'mokim Shehu. The reason of this Isser is Shema Yachnis Etzloi B'mokim Shehu. Maybe he'll, Shema Yachnis Etzloi, he might bring the key in to the Rishus HaYochid. That is the Svara of Rameya. So Rav Chinin held mi de Sefer Rameya ho de lo yiftach the Airi Rameya Behu. Is Reishenami Rameya. And the Gemara says no. The Sefer is Rameya and the Reish is the Rabbo. Zok the Gemara weiter, Ubilvad shelo yoitzi l'chutz. But he should not take it out chutz midaladamis. So the Gemara has two diukim, two ways how to midaik the Mishnah. Ho hoitzi. If he will take it out, chutz l'dalad amis, chayiv chatos. Leime misayei alei l'rove, da oma rove, amavir chayfetz mitchilas arba, l'soif arba, ve'viroi derech olof chayiv. We see that what, that rove said, we hear a machlekes Rashi in Taisvitz. Rashi learned pshat, that Rove says that if a person is standing in a Rishus HaRab, and he picks up a Chayvitz, and the Havore is L'maylo Me'asora, so even though the Havore is B'mokem Ptur, but since the Akir and the Nocha were B'shus HaRab, you are Chayv. That is how Rashi learns. And Rashi learns that our Mishnah is speaking about that he's standing on a Gag, so in the process of being oike the chayfetz, being mavrit al adamas b'shus harabim, normally he, or automatically, he picks it up, l'may l'mayut, and in the Mishnah it says that you're chayiv. So we see a rayit terovet, that a mavrit chayfetz mitchilus arba l'saif arba, v'avir derech olof chayiv. Taisvis learns that it is speaking about that he's going miyad yamine liyad smoyloim, And the Dvi Asvara to say that when it comes Keneged Gufay, it should be considered Noch. And that is the Chiddush of Rove, that Amavir Chayvetz Metchilas Arba L'Seif Arba V'Avir Derech Olof had passed by his Guf, Chay. So the Gemara says, it is no Raya Terot. Miktoni Im Hoitzi Chayev Chatos. Did the Mishnah state that if he was Moitzi Chayev Chatos, Dilme im hoitzi potter avaloso. Maybe if he was maver more than daladam is, it's awesome. The rabbana. The Mishnah only said bulvad shelo yoitzi. He should be careful. Shouldn't be mitzi. If he will be mitzi, it could be. It's potter avaloso. Ike da amri. Others learned ho hoitzi potter. Fakert. Others learned fakert that the second lashon is better to understand. You should be careful as the hiros shelo yoitzi chutz mi'arba ames. You should be careful as the hiros ba'alme, because it's only the rabbonim. So they learned that it's only osmi the rabbonim, so it's a tiyufte the rove. Ikedami ho hoitzi potter avalos, leimet have a tiyufte the rove. Doma rove hamave mitchilas dalet lesoiv dalet, ve'viroi derech olof chayiv, in the Mishnah by says it's potter. So the Gemara says it's not a tiyufta either. Miktoni hoitzi poter avol osa, vilmim hoitzi chayev chatos. Could be if he was hoitzi, he's chayev chatos. Zot Rashi, ho hoitzi hachefetz midalad ames chayev. Aval gav duhu oimid bigovoye. He's standing on a high place. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Ayal gag. He's standing on a gag. Du oimid bigovoye. Vehigvioi lamaila miyut. Vehaviroi. Loyem rinin havoras derech mokim tuhu. I do not say that this is havoras derech mokim tuhu. Alme bosar hanoche vaakira ozlin. So, Vaistois, the Iker is of Malachas Mavir, the Akir and the Anoche. V'reinot loy mitchilas arba, v'inichay l'soif arba. So, the Gemara says, Potter avalosa midarabon, could be, it's only Potter was midarabon, Gilma osi laburi derech lamata mir, so that's where the Rabon and Asad. Zog the Gemara bait. V'yamay odom b'shus hayochit, Rav Yosef, and the Mishnah said a person should not stand b'shus ha-yochid, v'yashtin b'shus ha-rab. Rav Yosef, hishtin v'rok chayiv chatos, is chayiv chatos. So the Rib says that what hishtin v'rok is chayiv chatos, that is dafka according to Rav Yehuda, that holds a malocha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. Because this is similar to a person who's moitzi ameis min abayis. He doesn't need it in the reshus harabim the iker. He wants that it should not be where it is now. So the mechuvin of hishtin barok is also the same thing. He's not deriving any benefit that the psalus is in the other reshus. The iker is that he got rid of this psalus. So, but this is going according to Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yosef Hishtin Verok Chayiv Chatos. Starts me to bring down from the Rosh, since this is going according to Rav Yehuda, so if we paskin according to Rav Shimon, so Hishtin Verok in the Rishus Arabim is Potter Avalosa, so in the Kamalis will be Mutter Lechatchila. Yeah. Frag the Gemara, Bohoboinon Akire Vahanochem Yalgabe Mokim Dalet Velekim. We need that the kire should be from a mokim dalit. The anoche has to be on a mokim dalit. Now here the anoche is no problem. The anoche could be is on a mokim dalit. It was b'shus harab. The problem is the akire. The akire is from a place that is not dalit al dalit. As the Bein Chananel says, the hapiv upi amo shaloi ain behem dalit hochem. So Memele, so why is he chayiv? So the Gemara answers, Machshavtoi mashvelei mokim. His machshove makes it for a mokim. Now this is a difficult Gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Machshavtoi shohu tzorich lekach. He needs, is a necessity to do what he is doing. He has to be oiker the roik. Mashvi lo hitzor chashuve. This makes it a hitzor chashuve. Now, first of all, we have to understand how the Chayre Rashi says one thing and the Gemara says another thing. The Gemara says the machshove makes it a mokim. Rashi says the machshove makes it a hitzor chashuve. So how does that stim with the Gemara? So, Dachsechmer, the Bein Chananel is a little bit miyashiv, this. Let us see the Bein Chananel for 1 minute. So the Bein Chananel says, Machshavtoi shechoshav, kidei laker mehem lahanosoi, that what he has an intent to take it out, lahanosoi, mashvelohu kimoi sheyesh by dalet vochem. So I think that he added 3 words. The machshove is equivalent ke ilu, it's equivalent ke ilu, there was a mokim. Machshavte mashvalei kemoi shehoye boi mokim. That, I think that says miyashiv the Loshon HaGemara. But how do we understand, what is the lumdis of this, that machshavte, this is a halacha that you need dalet al dalet. And all of a sudden we say, since there's a tzorech to make this akire, so it's equivalent to del. It could be Rashi in Shabbos, Tav Dalet Amid Aleph, and Rashi explains what the inyan of Dalet Al Dalet is. So Rashi says as follows. Mokim Dalet, Dahavi Choshev. A Mokim Dalet is Choshev, Lemehevi. So since it's Choshev, Lemehevi Hanochosoi Hanoche, Vakirosoi Akire. A Mokim Dalet is Choshev, and therefore, the Hanoche is called the Hanoche, and the Akire is called an Akire. Which is also very unclear. The Mokim is Choshev, therefore it's called Hanoche, therefore it's called an Akire. So I saw in Teitzoy Yisrayim from Rabbi Nachum Zembe, he's Mevayer as follows. And he says, Amore de Kebir, the B'mokim Choshev, if you have a Mokim Choshev, a Chayfetz Hamunach Shom, the chayfetz that is resting on this mokim choshev, bottle laharishush shehu boy. It's a mokim choshev, so the chayfetz becomes bottle to the rishus. So maybe it becomes bottle, umechshev akire vahanochem. So I think Rabbi Nachum Zemba means to say as follows. Kolzman, the chayfetz, is not bottle to the rishus, so it's not called, the gedar of anoche is not something, I put something down. It seems the gedar of anoche is, I was mevatel the chayfetz to the rishus. Like I was keveya mekoymoy shal chayfetz. It becomes bottle to the rishus. Like he cemented it down. So that's called the hanoche, becomes bottle to the rishus. That's called you put it down, it's down, you keveya the mokim of the chayfetz. That's meleches hanoche. That's called the hanoche cheshuve. Because you did something, like it stuck to the mokim. The same thing, if you were oiker something that was bottled to the mokim, that's also called an akire. Just like in meleches toilish, the melech is, if something is yoinik from the carcass, so you're oiker dover megidu, like that, that's called a choshev melechim. If something is bottled to the rishus, because we have to understand, vinish vi, heitzoz a melech grue. So the gedder of the Malachi Grua is, your oikeret mimkaim, that means, since it was kaiveya and mekaimai kan, it was bottled to the rishus, so this akir is called, I'm accomplishing something, this is called a pa'ula cheshuve. If it wouldn't have been bottled to the rishus, so it's lying here and I move it. So it seems then it's not called, it never was in the rishus ayoch, it never was taken out of rishus arabim. That means the whole melach is dependent on that which became bottled to the rishus. Then that's called, I was oikiret from the rishus, and I put it down in a different rishus. So, but it could be these tnoyim of bittel to the rishus, and in order to make it a anoche, in order to make it an akire. This is only a hechetimtze to make it a melacha cheshuve. That's called I accomplished something. I did something. I was bevatel the chayvet to the rishus. I was oikiret from the rishus. That's called an accomplishment. That's called a melacha cheshuve. If it didn't become bottled to the rishus, so it's not considered an accomplishment, not considered a melacha cheshuve. So if there's a necessity to get rid of something, that means something, the reik is in his mouth, and there's a tzorich to get it out of the mouth. So that's also called an accomplishment. That's called an accomplishment. Tak, it's not bottle, that lomdus you don't hear. But the accomplishment, and the chshivis of the pu'ula you have, because of a different reason, in a chanami. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Machshavtoi mashvilei, The machshove, that what there was a necessity and a need to take it away from this mokim, that's also considered an accomplishment. Because there's a tzairich to take it out of here. So memele, so here it is not necessary to have a mokim dalad al dalad. And the Gemara brings a raya that the criteria is not dalad al dalad, The criteria is a malacha cheshuva, and if you'll have a malacha cheshuva without dalad al dalad, so it's also sufficient. The Gemara brings a raya. The ilay taimahocha, if you won't say this yisod, the Omar Rav said Zorak v'noch b'pi akelev, a person threw, that's he was maver daladamis, ni threw b'pi akelev, oy b'pi akivshon, or he threw b'pi akivshon chayiv chatos, says chayiv achatos, he wanted that it should be b'pi akivshon, that should burn there. But al kaponim, he had a interest that he wants that the chayvit should be resting there. So that's called Anochech Shuvah. It was Nismalo Ritzoinoi, so that's called Anochech Shuvah. Vabinen Anoch al Gabi Mokim Dalet Velekim. Elo Marshavtei Mashvelei Mokim. Ochinami Marshove Mashvelei Mokim. Zot Rashi. Marshavtei Shuhu Tzorich Lekach Mashle Tzorch HaShuvah. That's what we said already. Zorak Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet B'fi Akivshon Shekolto Shal Heves B'Nisrefo. It means it didn't even rest. It seems it got burnt there from the fire. But that's called Hanoch. He wanted it there. He had an interest that the Shal Heves should destroy the Kikel. So Memele, so that's called, he made Anoch HaShuvah. It was, because he needed that it should be Medavka there. Let us see the second and third Taisvis. In the top Taisvis, we have to wait till the bottom of the Yomim. Zorak v'noch b'rshus harabim b'fi kelev. Oy Mari, deloy gorsinen v'noch. So the Ri was moichik the word v'noch. Why? The v'noch mashme deloy niskaven lekach. He didn't have an intent that it should end up there. He threw it. Zorak, he threw it. V'noch, and it landed b'fi kelev. It landed b'fi kelev, but not that there was a specific intent that it should go to the kelev. And in such an oifen, he's takeh potter, because you don't have a machshavtei mashvelei mokim, because there was no machshavet. He only had a machshava of zrike, and coincidentally, it landed b'fi kelev. Kedemuchach b'peire kama de Shabbos. From the Gemara in Shabbos, we see that v'noch means coincidentally, without kavonah. Gabi ho da omar Rabbi Yochanan, zorak chayfetz v'holach v'noch b'seich yodei shal chaveirei chayiv. So the Gemara says, over there it is speaking about that he wasn't mechaven, that it should land into him. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. So we see the word v'noch shows that there was no intentions it should land there, but coincidentally it landed there. V'hocha ayri b'miskaven. In our Gemara is speaking about that it was mechaven it should land there. Mischaven lekach. So akochoch, so you have to be mechik the v'noch. That is what the Ri says. Umiyu Rabbeinu Chananel goris v'noch. So now, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a problem. How can Rabbeinu Chananel be goris v'noch? V'noch, the Gemara says in Shabbos, means it did not land there intentionally. It landed there coincidentally. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we can say as follows. The motzi l'mayimah de v'noch mash mishaper miskab. V'noch could mean that it landed there intentionally. The stam zorak noch achayvitz b'mokim shemiskav. Zorak v'noch, it landed where he threw it to. Ay, the Gemara in Shabbos says, it's speaking about on kavone, it says holach v'noch. Holach means mashmisha holach b'loy kavone sa'odom. So that's one way to be miyashiv the girsus Rabbeinu Chananel. Another teretz that really not the holach is the hoichoche, not the v'noch is the hoichoche. The perikame de Shabbos miyature de memre daik ta'iri b'loy miskaven. There are two memres of Rabbi Yochanan saying the same aloche that if it landed in someone's hands, he is chayiv.
So the Gemara says, why do you need two members? One is speaking about the land that shall be miskaven. The other is speaking about the land that's been miskaven. Miyiter ha-memre, we say that it's speaking about shall be miskaven, not midir kalosh. Machshavtei mashvelei mokem. Zoktois v'estavke b'chi ha-gavne, dinene b'oisoi mokem tvei mi b'mokem ache. His nene derives benefit that it landed here. And perhaps, let us say, the Lashon of Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos says, the loy nichelei be'inyen acher elo be'inyen ze. I want bedavke, it should land here. So if there's a bezundere kavone, that it should land in a certain mokim, that is called anochach shuvah. Gegoin. B'fi kelev, sheyech leno, o b'fi yakiv shon, shetisorev shon. V'chein hishtin v'rok, so the mechubin was that the akira should be from this mokim, because there's no other oifen that can go out. Avo zorak al hamakolis. If a person threw something on sticks, maybe wanted to test his aim, That means even in order to make machshavtei mashvelei mokim, you need the way Taisa says the loynichelei beinyan acher elo beinyan ze. That means if I want to see if I can if something can land on a stick, so I throw on one stick. And if he'd be questioned before, does it make a difference if it's stick A or stick B? Doesn't make any difference. God, I threw it on stick A, but there's no loynichelei elo binyan zeh. So that's not called machshavtei mashvelei mokim. Machshavtei mashvelei mokim, if he has a necessity and a tzorech that it should only land on this mokim, then we have this lumdus. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy Rove Claire the Shaila. Who Birshus Hayochit? He was standing Birshus Hayochit. Upi Amo Birshus Harab. Mahu Bosar Akira's Linen, Oi Bosar Yitzia's Linen, Teiku. Now let us see Rashi, what did Stode Hashaila? Bosar Akira Minaguf. Do you look at the mokim where was nekar min haguf azlin? V'hein nekorim, the akira is min hacholol shel guf. It is nekar, it was noch, he was standing in Rishus Hayochid. It was noch Rishus Hayochid. And now, it was nekar from mokim anochosoy. V'chayim, the moitzi min haguf, shehu Rishus Hayochid, l'Rishus Haram. He's taking minaguf, which is a reshus hayochid, l'reshus haram. So she be chayt. Oy boso yitzia, or do you look the mokim where it came out from, the reshus where it came out from? She yitzi min haguf mimenu, the place where it was, she yitzi min haguf mimenu, barepi amo b'shus haram, the mokim haitzo, b'shus haram. Ein kan akire mirshus hayochid. There's no akire mirshus hayochid. L'davoini, I don't understand klar what the study hashayla. L'chayre, the svore chitzayne dachseme would be the first tzad. That means that he was standing mirshus hayochid. And the Shesen was Munach Bashus Hayochit, and it was Neka from a Rishus Hayochit, and then it went out to the Rishus Harab. What are the Tzodi Yashayla? Why shouldn't this be considered an Akira from a Rishus Hayochit? Leidach Gise, according to the Shitas Haraivet in Shabbos Tavches Amid Beis, I don't understand the Shayla the other way. There's a Raivet and the Avches Amed Beis that the Ramban brings down And the Teitzos Chaim Rab Nachem Zembe is Mevayer, the Shittas Arayvet as follows. The Arayvet held that in the Din of Akire, you have to be, you need Akiras Hagbo. You have to lift it up from the Rishus. Then it is called Neka from the Rishus. If it's lying on the floor, there's no Akira. So the Arayvet asks on himself, if that is true, that you need Akiras Hagbo, you have to lift it up 3 tefachim from the ground, that is in Aloch and Ilchas Akira, calls man, it wasn't lifted up, it was not called Neka from the Rishus. So the Ravid asks Akasha, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, that if a person was Megalgul something, he wrote something from a Rishus Ayochet or Rishus Aram, he's Chayev. Megalgul V'yoytze, he's Chayev. So the Ravid asks, how could he be Chayev? There was no Akiras Hagbo. Where's the Akiras Rishus? Where's the Akira over here? So the Ravid says, there's a new type of Akira. There's an Akiras Rishuyos. The Akira is, when it leaves that Rishus, that's also called an Akira. That's also called an Akira. So according to, let us just explain the Shitas HaRavid for 1 minute. The Ravid holds, Birshus HaRabim. If a person will roll a chayfetz, a ball, talad ames b'shus harabim, will be potter. Because there was no akira. It never was neke from the reshus harabim. It never was neke. It was always on the floor. You need an akira sag, you need akira sag boy. You have to lift it up to be oikirit from the reshus harabim, then to put it talad ames later. If you roll a ball in the reshus harabim, there's no akira whatsoever, so you are potter. But, if, because there's no Akiras Rishuyis, there's no two Rishuyis over there, it's just, everything is one big Rishus. But, Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaRabim, so even though there's no Akiras Hagbo, there's Akiras Rishuyis, that's also called an Akira, so it's called, it's Nekar from the Rishus HaYochid, when it leaves the Rishus HaYochid, it's also called Nekar from the Rishus. So you can have, there's two types of Akira, either by lifting it from the Rishus, or leaving the Rishus. Leaving the Rishus is also a kire. Now, L'chayre, in the case of Agimore, he's oimid b'Rishus HaYochid, and L'chayre Rashi says, the moitzi min haguf shohu Rishus HaYochid l'Rishus HaRabim, L'chayre, there was no Akiras Hagbo over here. This was L'chayre similar to Megalgal. When it wasn't Rishus HaYochid, so there was no Akira whatsoever. Unless we'll say, hey, this, the, Rubaita, so, he says, L'chayra, that we have to say that, no, also we could say that the Akira is Begufoy. The Akira is before it goes out. Before it goes out, when it's Ois Rishus HaYochid, that means a chelik of his goof, roiv goofo is a din rishus ayochid. There's a chelik of the goof that is not rishus ayochid. So when it leaves the chelik that's called rishus ayochid, then it should be akir. It's vaiteshver. So it's very difficult to understand the Gemara why you look at the mokim hayitziyah. Since the mokim hayitziyah is b'rishus harabim, why? He says it's maybe the shayla of the Gemara is that since the whole akira is not nira leinayim, it's everything tutzach begufoy. Maybe the Gemara held that doesn't have achshivas of akira. The akira is no when it's nira leinayim. I really don't understand klal the tutzdodim of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Bechein lo yorek. We heard in the Mishnah that first the Tanakhama said one should not spit from one Rishus to another Rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, not only should one not spit, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Af mishinitlash roike befiv, when the saliva accumulated in his mouth, he should not walk with this saliva in his mouth, aladamis, because he's carrying. He has to spit it out. So Rabbi Yehuda was moisiv on the Tanakhama, that it is called Havara, filler, without spitting it out, by just holding it in his mouth. זוקט גמורה ביתה. רב יהודה אומר, אף על גב דלוי הפך בו. Even though he was not mahapach the roik, he did not swirl the roik in his mouth. It seems there's, before one spits it out, first the saliva accumulates in his mouth, then he swirls it, and then he spits it out. So the shaila is, when does it become nekar migufoy? So the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is, Nitlash means, that's how Rashi translated Nitlash. Nitlash means that it was Nisagel Nisasev. So even though he wasn't Mahapach Dereik, Lehapach Bereik Leitziyay Lechutz, Tomei. He didn't do the step before spitting out. Dele Mishtayakoi. It's Oymed to be spitting out already. The Bava Gav Lehepech, I skipped, I'm sorry. Bava Gav Lehepech, bit me. The Mishum Tlisha Lechudei Omar Rabbi Yehuda de Osa. As Rabbi Yehuda said that Tlisha alone, the accumulation alone is enough. The Lemeit Pekoi, Vafilu de Lehepech, Bob Besechpid, even though he didn't swirl the saliva in his mouth. Tracta Gemore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. I have a stirim. Posnan, I learned in a Mishnah. Hoya oichul dveilo biyodayim visayaveish. A person was eating a fig. Rashi says it's a fig shel truman. Biyodayim visayaveish. And his hands were tome. That means tam yodayim hevadin sheni letumet. And the sheni letum is metame trume. Spaisel as a trume becomes a shlishi. Vehichnis yodai lesoich piv. And vehichnis yodai lesoich piv litel tzroel. To take a tzroel from his mouth. Rabbi Meir metame. Rabbi Meir is metame. Rabbi Meir holds that we're speaking about a dvele that was not mukhshel lekabel tumet. So Rabbi Meir holds that the saliva in his mouth that was nisasev bishas achile, that has a teiras mashke, and it is mukhshel the dvele. The Rabbi Yossi mitayo. Rabbi Yossi holds no. Calls man, it's in his mouth, it has a din of gufoy. It's not considered a mashke bifnei atzmai. So it's not considered a mashke bifnei atzmoi. So memele, it's not machshe. Rabbi Yehuda ima, hepech bo tome le hepech bo toi. Rabbi Yehuda says it matters. If he swirled the saliva in his mouth, then it gets nitlash migufoi, then it gets a teres mashke, and it's machshe. And it is machshe, the dvele. Le hepech bo toi. Le hepech bo, it's considered kigufoi. So we have a stirer, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that a filo loy hepech bo, it's also called nitlash migufoy, and it's called amasoy. Rabbi Yehuda here holds that it is only considered nitlash migufoy ayidei hepech. Omar Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashita. So Poshet we learn pshat. Rashi does not learn pshat like this, but we'll see in Taisviz. The Mechlefes Hashita, we have to switch the man the Yomra. That what? So we should say, Rabbi Yehuda Metame, so Rabbi Yehuda holds from the accumulation of the saliva alone that has a Shem Mashke, and Rabbi Meir, that would be the Poshita Oifen out to learn Shat Mechlefes Hashita. Reish Lokish Oma Lo'oilam Lo'itach. No, you don't have to change, switch over the tanoi. V'hoche b'may askinon b'keichoi. Here we are speaking of phlegm that was brought up from his throat. So phlegm without hepech is also considered nitlash migufoi. Saliva, you have to be mahapechet in order to make it nitlash migufoi. Phlegm is considered nitlash afilo without hepech. So what is pshat? So the Mishnah that says that roik. The Mishnah is not speaking really about roik. The Mishnah is speaking about phlegm, which he also calls roik. So by the Mishnah, it says, that's called nitlash. If it accumulates in his mouth, even though there wasn't hepach, that's our Mishnah. So it's called a masa, you're ready. Masha Einkein, the Mishnah by Dveilim, that is speaking about roik. And roik, you need hepach in order to make it nifrat from the goof, and it's bekoyach lahachshe. That is Pshat Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz. Reish Lakish Amar Loilam Leitachlek. You don't have to switch over. That's Rabbi Yochanan's. Reish Lakish Amar Loilam Leitachlek. Och Maizkinim Bekeche. Frag the Gemara Vosanyem Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Keichoi V'Nitlash. So the Gemara asks Akashem and Reish Lakish. Says Keichoi V'Nitlash. My love, Reik V'Nitlash. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. What is the shakl of the Gemara? The Gemara brings a baraisa that keichai you don't need hepach. Keichai benitlash. So it says keichai beferish. The Gemara says my lav roik benitlash. The Gemara says loy keichai benitlash. Others make girsois in the Loshna Baraisa, but Rashi seems to say, let us see the Rashi, let's skip over yet Mukhlefes Hashita, we'll come that later. Leisachliv, Leitema Mukhlefesi, the Masnissan, the Koma, Av al Gav, the Loi Hepech, our Mishnah that holds a filler without Hepech, our Mishnah holds a filler without hepach is also considered nitlash megufay. Koi lemishdayu. It's also oimet to be spit out. Bekecha yaskina. Leicha shenitlash min haguf. That nitlash min haguf ayyibe choyli shekoyren tush, which means a cough. Keichai venitlash. So now this is the baraisa, but we're asking a kashan resh lokish. So what does it say in the baraisa? Keichai venitlash. Vayahalech dalet amis ad sheyorek. That's what says in the Braise. The keichai venitlash, he's not allowed to go dalet amis. So the Gemara says, my love, tartik tori. It says, keichai and roikai. Keichai vechein roikai. So Shaila is, what was the havamin of the Gemara? Meichi teish, she should speak tartik tori. So Tuvi Hama wanted to say, Ebemison, there's a diuk in the Loshna Barais. L'chayret should have said, keichai shen nitlash. What's keichai vin nitlash? So the Gemara understood, the vav is meisav keichai v'roikai. That was nitlash. That was perhaps the havamin of the Gemara. Tartik toni keichai v'chein roikai. Vin nitlash is marbe v'chein roikai. The Gemara answers, no. It's keichai v'nitlash. It's not marbe something else. We're only going on keichai. Frag the Gemara, v'asan yir Rabbi Yehuda Oymer keichai shenitlash v'chein roikai shenitlash lo yahalich ba'adam ad sheyorek. Frag the Gemara, we see that what klo that according to Rabbi Yehuda roikai shenitlash is also it's called neka min haguf. So this is a stira with Rabbi Yehuda by Dveila. By Dveila, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Klo, you need hepach." Elo machvarte k'deshanina meikore. K'deshanina meikore means that we say in nechlef es hashita. Zok Rashi. K'deshanina meikore muchlef es hashita. Let us go back to the Rashi muchlef es hashita. Hechlif Rabbi Yehuda Shitosoi V'yotso Heimeno. It's a very unclear Rashi. The Lashon Hazoh wants to say that Rashi learned a different shat in Hechlif Hashite. Rashi learned like the Rambam. The Rambam says that Be'emesin Rabbi Yehuda holds you need hepach. You only chayiv if you have hepach. That's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Dveila. And in our Mishnah, the Lashon Zavot to say, Rabbi Yehuda also means you need hepach. That is pshat de teretz. What's sat nechlefes hashite? The problem is, why was Rabbi Yehuda so specific in the Mishnah of Machshirin, the Mishnah in Kalim? There he said, hepech bo tome. In our Mishnah, he wasn't so specific. Our Mishnah said, nitlash. It could be nitlash aidei hepech. It could be nitlash before the hepech. So the Gemara says, that's the Hoshen is over on Sev Shem Rashi. Muchlefes ashite. Hechliv Rabbi Yehuda shitosai v'yotza himena. That means, in the Mishnah in Kalim, he was specific. And in our Mishnah, he left that shita v'yotza himena. He didn't speak so clearly. So that's the Hechliv, but he means hepech. That's the Iker. He means hepech, but he didn't say it. In Kalim he did say it. There he said it. He wasn't so specific. Let us see Taisvis. Now let us see the top Taisvis. Who saw me the Sefer Rameya is the Reish is also Rameya. Rab Chinine learned in our Mishnah Layamid Odom Veshus HaYachid that it's also with Geyser Shemoy Yachnes Lo Shushu Oymed Boy. But why did he think like that? Because since the Sefer is Rameya, he thought the Reish is also Rameya. Perish Bekuntres, what's the Sefer? Sefer he, as a Mishnah Vaitad of Kuf Aleph, Lo Yiftach the Ayri Bo Rameya. Rameya said a person should not stand Boshus HaYochid and open up a lock in Roshus HaRab. Ktsas Koshe, Dira Choyke, Yoyse Mivai. That's called Sefer. You have a few Mishnayas in between. The Nira Lari the Sefer the Lo Yashtin the Lo Yorik the Polygalay Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds that a filu if he's not Yorik he's also chayv by walking without spitting it out. The Tanakama holds you only Sefer Ramei is Reishanami Ramei. So it comes out though. So im Kainem Anachnu. So it comes out that Rameya holds that without Hepech. Al Koponim, it is not considered a masa. You only chayiv if you're yorik. Maybe he holds a faith of Elamura that, but Al Koponim, nitlash alone, he holds that it is not considered a masa. Frektach toitzvis, umi ukoshidim, ken abel mifrach, nami bigmor, rameya, rada rameya. Rameya says, by advele, rameya says, tomei, that nisasif alone, it's called murshel akabel tumim. So, Ibezoi, so to steer Rameya, Rameya. Why did Gemara only ask Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? This is the Rameya, so you were steering Rameya. Be a caution, then, can I have a mifrach, now be more Rameya, the Rameya. Lamai de Gassina Barev Svorim, Rameya Metame. Fregos Rabbeinu Hanano. So, Tais is the Lamai de Masik Muchlefes Hashite Nami Neche. So, Tais is the Muchlefes Hashite, the way you learn Poshit. That will switch Rameya to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rameya holds you need Hepech. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need Hepech. Leitikshe the Rameya, the Rameya. So the Maskon is good. The Havamin is Shver, why the Gemara was not aware of this kasha. B'shem ha-mishem hochi inich melahakshis the Rameya, the Rameya. B'shem de'ike the mahapchi the Rameya ledivre Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the Gemara, we'll see later in the bottom of the Omud, that others were geiris, Rameya, Rabbi Yosi Metame, Rameya Metayer. No, Rameya Metayer, so it stems very good, that he holds a kozman the roikas bepiv, it's bechlau not considered, afilo after hepech, it's not considered a nitlash migufay. So, Taisu is weiter, yoichel dveila biyodayim mesayavis, perish bekunteris, so Rashi says, Pshat, Oichel Dveila Shel Trume. I don't know if he learned the Rashi. We didn't learn the Rashi, Take. Hoya Oichel, let us see the Rashi's. Hoya Oichel Dveila Shel Trume. Be Yodayim Esay Abis. Tam Yodayim Shlein Not Lo Habish Nies. A Paisel Sas A Trume. Rameya Metame, Shrei Huch Shiru A Trume Beroik Shebepit. Rabbi Yosi Metayer, the Kasova Kozman Shareik Pesach Piv, Lav Mashkehu. Reihu ki gufei shalod, meine machshe. Hepech beroik leitzir lechutz tamigl b'nishdaye koi yu machshe. The Al-Kabonim Rashi said it is speaking about a dveilo shal trume. hoye eichel de vela bi yadayim misayevais. Perish bekontres, de vela shel trume, vela shel trume. Beri oimer, da filu bishel chulen eche. Ay, if it's chulen, so how could the yadayim pasal de chulen, chulen only goes to lasheni? So Tosfos says, the yadayim hapoislis trume mitamin esaroik. This is metama de roik, shehu mashke li yestchile. Kol apoislis atrume metama mashke li yestchile, so the mashke becomes a rishon. The choizer, now this roik, u metama es advele. The roik is metama de dvele. The gam machshire, it's machshe de dvele. The havelahu chulen tmei. So now it became chulen tmei. So Dachsim Metaisis had a kash chulen tmeim. So what's the difference if it's he ate chulen tmeim, he didn't eat chulen tmeim? Bishlan, if it's truma, there's an afkamin. Not all eat truma tmeim. But what's the difference if it's chulen tmeim or not? So Dachsim it should say upoislan as a gviya. There's a psul gviya, a person who eats oichlum tmeim or shosam mashkin tmeim. There's a certain shir, a chatzi pras. So the din is, it's poisel as gufa, he needs tvila. That is the din of psul gviya. So memele, so that is pshat. Pshat is, that if he came chulen tmeim, l'may nafkemine, that it passels the gviya, poisel as a gviya. The mashkin, now, period. So now, Tosfos is saying, so it comes out, that the what is metamed the dvela, the mashkin. The mashkin don't have a revius. So that's also no problem. The mashkin kol shul metamin kedamrinim bebrachas perk elu dvorim shemo yeitzu mayim achayre yakais. Maybe the water will go out achayre yakais v'yarzru v'yitamu es hayodayim ustome dme achayre yakais leka levius. Mistome achayre yakais does not have a revius. Now Tosfos says 5 words further, which are not too clear. The bechol netilosoi leka elal revius. Now, we're speaking about a kais. So if Tosfos means to say in the whole kais is only a revius, which is also not muchach, who says that a kais only has to be a revius. But if Tosfos is speaking about the kais, it's what the bechol netilosoi. The lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. We're missing a few words in Tosfos, because the Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. The Tosfos HaRosh brings a raya from a Gemara in Brachos, that Mayim Kolshu is Metame, because the Gemara says in Brachos, Shemo Yotzu Mayim Chutz LePerik. He's bringing a different Gemara. A Gemara that's speaking about Netilas Yadayim. Maybe the water went out chutz l'peirik, v'yarzeru, and then it's going to go back into the peirik, v'yitamu es ha'yadayim, v'metamu the yadayim, u'mistome les el revis, the water that went out is not a revis, the chol netilosom ein el revis, the whole netila was a revis. So dach sechmir, we're missing a few words over here. This is from another Gemara in Brachos. The chonet ilosay ain't al revius. And then Tosfos brings another gemara. Bevekama the psochim nami mash meshabosa betame mitmo machmas hamashkin sheolov. That if you had mashkin on boso, so the mashkin is metame the boso. Ustama lekabu revius. There was no revius of mashkin on the boso. Avol litma to become tamei ulitamei oichlim b'chol shehu mashkin timu umetamu. So memele. So therefore, the Ri said, you do not have to say that we're speaking about dvela shel trume, and he was metame biyodaim to the dvela. You can say we're speaking about a dveila shel chulin, and he's metame the roik, and the roik, and the roik becomes a rishon, and the roik is metame the chulin. The roik, now he has to say another thing. Who says that roik is a teres mashke to be mekabel tume? The roik choshev mashke lekabel tume, k'moyshe choshev mashke lahachshir advela. So Taisva says you need a shame mashke for hechsher, and you need a shame mashke for kabbalas tume. So if it's considered a mashke for hechsher, it's considered a mashke for kabbalas tumos. Ahashte, and if we assume all these yesoides that roik is a shame mashke to be mekabel tume, and it's metame bekolshu, so now we'll understand the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in the Chagiga says as follows. A woman came over and said as follows. That she was oiriga beget. Now, kolzman, the beget does not have gimelatz boys or gimelatz boys. It is not mekabel tume. So she related such an incident. Nima nipsikoli. Before I was oirig this beget, I set up the threads in the weaving machine. Now, this weaving machine is nima nipsikoli. The thread, one of the threads tore, and b'kashartiyo, so I tied it together with another thread, b'peh. And then it speaks about, it seems that we're afraid that the roik that was in her mouth, b'shah she was kashid b'piyo, that roik was still on it when it got a teres beged of gimel al gimel. Is lafima shepirashti nicha afilu beroik shel toyo. So the way I said pshat na gemore, we can learn pshat over here that the roik was nitma from this ish, from the yedayim of the ishe. And we're afraid when it became a beged of Gimel or Gimelot's voice, the roik was still on it, and it was metame the beged. V'chein pirish harav Rab Yontef. Nima nifsik oli kshartiyo bepeh. B'shah shen nerek bo kadeh lekabel tume. B'shah se became Gimel or Gimel. Adayin hoya roik lach oleho. So it's roik lach oleho. Shen nitmo machmas hayadayim. That the roik became tomei from a yedayim, so became a rishon. The timei as a mashke, as a mape, and it was metame this mape shehamashke metame bechol shel kedefrishes. So memele, he says, with all the yesoides, what I said before, that roik is a teres mashke lekabel tume, that a mashke is metame acherim bechol shel. So memele, so we could learn kshartia bepeh was only to get the roik on the nime, but the tume came about from the yadayim which was shniyas. The loike moishe mefosh rabbein etam dairi beroik shal nide, kmoishe pirsham bekuntres, vishoye nira loy lahamid beroik shal toyo, mishum dloy choshev roik mashke, some it's a gra is roik. Roik is not considered a mashke, that's lekabel tume. So Taisu says, I wish to disagree with rabbein etam, the choshev shape mashke kedefrishes. We see it does have a teres mashke. It's very interesting. We have a simin yad shach adam. These are the seven mashkois, and we don't mention roik. Taisvus holds a kaponim that maybe roik is mayim. Basically, it could be, but it's very mechudish digbetim. But we see from our gemara also, unless roik is a new mashke, Taisvus holds that it also is a shame mashke. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Eishlach, Eishlach ish kiech b'fnei Rabbi. The person, the phlegm came out b'fnei Rabbi, chayev mise. Shenema kol mesanai ev u'moves, al tikrei le mesanai elo le masniai. So the Gemara asks, what did he do wrong? V'homenis onis. This person was coughing, he couldn't control himself, and the phlegm came out. The cough brought out the phlegm. So Why is he chayev misa? And the Gemara, kiach verok amrin. Yeah, he coughed in front of the Rebbe. That he couldn't control himself. But why did he spit it out in front of the Rebbe? He should have turned to a side and spit it out. Now he spit in front of the Rebbe, that is masniyai. Poshet masniyai b'achsachme is, that the pasuk is going on teire. That means, teire says zulzul kvoid raboy. That is how a ben teire does. He has no respect at all for his Rebbe. So memele, so that's evil modes, achmona netzlon is chayev misa bidei shemai. Zogt Rashi, chayev misa bidei shemai. Kol mesanai evil modes, teira omro lahaikro, beparshas Hashem konani. The teira is speaking. Elo lemasniyai lemasniyim tatoi ba'aninis. Very unclear what Rashi is saying. For mainus onish al kocha yu ay dechoyli ay yatzine kiach verok amrin sherokak oise bifnei rabo voilo lestalik misham and to spit it out somebody says I love liye biksusoy so tais vis rameya metame is from the garsi rameya metaya and so comes out Rabbi Yossi is metame so the Mishnah lo yamid odom vershus hayochid. A person should not stand b'shus ha'yochid and drink from a b'shus ha'rab. B'shus ha'rab, v'yishte b'shus ha'yochid, elo im kein, hichnis roishoi v'ruboi l'mekoyim shushoise. That in order to drink from a different reshus, you have to have roishoi v'ruboi in the reshus he's drinking from. And v'chein b'gas, the same halacha applies by a gas, exactly what the case of gas is, we'll see in the Gemara. Zogt Rashi. V'yishta b'rshus ha'rabim, v'yoshit z'avore l'shus ha'rabim, v'yishta g'zeira Hashem yachnes ha'keli etzlei. So here the reason why this is awesome, is because he might bring back the keli. V'chein b'gas m'forosh b'gmor l'inyin maisa. This is speaking about if one is permitted to drink it before hafroshes maisa. Frag die Gemara. Reishe Rabbonon, beseife Rabbi Meir. The Gemara asks that it's a stire between the Reishe and the Seife. That the Reishe says one is permitted to stand in one Rishus and to be metaltal in another Rishus. And our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to. Yechayesh, you might bring in the Keli. Here we're speaking about that what is in the other Rishus, he really wants it in this Rishus. He's drinking, so he'd want the water with the Keli in the Rishus that he's drinking, that he's standing in, because that's more convenient. So here, everyone is Goyzer Shema Yachniseno. Zogt Rashi, Reishe Rabon, Le'el Lakim Nelodik, Tony, Aymed Adam Rishus Hayoch, Adam Talto Rishus Harab, Ke Rabon. The pligi lay the ramei v'mas nisen gabi maftei loy gazrinin shemo yachnis v'hoche gozar shemo yachnis ke ramei. So the Gemara says, let us maybe skip over this what Rashi says over here, and we'll just go to the next Rashi. B'chafeitzim atzrichem loy afilu rabon amoyde de gozabahu the mitoich shu tzorich lahem. Since he needs it, yachnisem etzle. Hilkach mashkan alolu tzrichen loy v'gozrimen.